Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Jesus said, have faith in God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. So this is a whosoever, have faith in God. Be thou removed, cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Now that's where we spend time in the Word. We spend time in the Word seeing that it is God's will for me to have his wisdom. It is God's will for me to have it now. It is God's will for me to have it liberally. It is God's will for me to know. It has been given unto me to understand the mysteries of God. The first chapter of Colossians says that the Apostle Paul prayed that we might be filled with his wisdom, with all spiritual knowledge and understanding. And we meditate in that, and meditate in that, and meditate in that until faith cometh. Faith cometh. Amen. It's not a feeling, it's a knowing. It's not physical senses, it is a spiritual sense. That woman with the issue of blood meditated on what she had heard about Jesus, what she'd heard he said, and what she heard about him. She meditated on it in her room, wherever she was, sick and broke and almost dead, until she became so aware of it and until her faith got active and got her out of there and got her into the street. And when she touched that garment, it exploded on the inside. But when she's sitting there thinking, I don't know. You know, it's unlawful for me to go out there. If he could just maybe come by here, she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready to jump out there and start confessing a bunch of stuff. But there was a time when she kept saying, if I just touch the hem of that prayer shawl, I'll be all right. And she kept meditating on it, until it finally got her up and she pulled herself into that street. See, faith was working all the time. And Jesus said, daughter, your faith what made you whole. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So now, we as we see this happening, this is when we take the time to spend time in the Word, and faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing comes by the Word of God. I said hearing comes. What is that? You begin to receive, you begin to hear from didn't he say whatsoever he hears, he'll speak? Yes. You begin to hear what he's speaking? Yes. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And when that happens, see, that's what happened to you, Doc, in those years when you were right at the point of dying and leaving this world.
That's right.
The doctors got no hope.
Right.
And long as you were hearing their words, you were dying moment after moment. Right. But I heard your testimony. In fact, you told me personally that as long as you kept the Word of God and kept the Word of faith playing in your room and playing where you could hear it, your spirit kept coming up and kept coming up and kept coming up and kept coming up and kept coming up till you got up and walked out of there. Glory to God. And there you sit today. How many years ago?
10 years ago.
10 years have gone by. The man was in the hospital dying. Had a death sentence on him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hearing doesn't come from sitting on your couch watching the news. And pray during the commercials. That's all I'm going to say about that. I got a lot more to say about it, but I ain't got time right now. Now then, now we see that, let him ask in faith, and then Jesus said, therefore whatsoever, see, you're at that point now where you've heard from heaven. You got words to say, and you're just chomping at the bit to say them. Glory to God. That's when you know inside you, Mr. Mountain, you are done for in my life. But now, once it is spoken, therefore whatsoever thing you desire. So here Jesus said, get rid of the stuff you don't desire. That's the mountain. Get rid of it. And now bring in the things you do desire. So whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive and you shall have. When you pray, take it and have it. Have is one of the most powerful words in the Bible. Have faith in God. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. So I have faith in God. How? I just took it. He said, have it, I take it. I take it, I have it. I said, I have it. I have ears to hear. All right. Now let's keep flowing here. And when you stand praying, forgive. Now that's all one statement. Have faith in God. Speak to the mountain. Believe you receive. And while you stand praying, I could put it like this. While you stand praying, believe you receive, and while you stand praying, forgive. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, that may take 6 months. You can't stand there 6 months. What's the matter with you? Forgiveness is not an act of feeling. It has nothing to do with feelings. It is an act of the will. I will do this because Jesus said do it, and that's all I need. And all the symptoms in my flesh and everything else just have to go away because this is it for me and my house. This is what we do. Praise God. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. The law of the church. The commandment of the church. 1 John chapter 3. Believe on the name of His Son Jesus and love one another as He gave commandment. How did He give commandment? He said it. Now, we won't take time to go into all of that, but you and I both know this is not optional. But now we're going to be talking about why. Why this is a commandment. Why is God so big on this? And you're going to like this. Now then, Ephesians chapter 3, are you there? Yes. Begin with me in the 14th verse. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus anointed. Of whom? Now, if you have a copy of my New Testament, you'll notice there's a little error there between Father and whom. He's not speaking about, when he says of whom, the whom of which he speaks is not Jesus, it's the Father. Okay, you with me? All right. Of whom? Of the Father, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Oh, come on. Man, you missed a good place to shout right there. Thank you, Lord. You do not just have the authority to use the name of Jesus. That is your name. Oh, my. Amen. Yeah, glory. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Now you have to be strengthened with his might. That might, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. The spiritual, miraculous ability to do anything, whether it's possible or impossible, might. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man, to expand your capacity to live by all the words of God. Whew, glory to God. Don't preach me happy. That the anointed one and his anointing may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, that you being rooted and grounded in love, faith worketh by love. No love, no faith. And you can't get into the storehouse without the faith. And it is by faith, so that it might be by grace. And all of this is in his grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let me read that 17th verse again. That the anointing may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. Let's talk about comprehend. Let me give you this phrase. This will save me some time. That you may have working knowledge. Comprehension. Working knowledge. It's one thing to understand how to go to the airport, buy a ticket. I don't know whether you can even buy tickets at the airport or not anymore. But anyway, however you do it, it's going to take a half a day. But you can understand all that and go and understand the whole process of getting on that airplane when that meeting's over and go home. Now, there's a slight difference between you and me. I have working knowledge of the airplane. I don't need them. I can fly it myself. So you see the depth of my knowledge and the depth of your knowledge. It'll get us both home, but there's a big difference in the trip.
Amen.
And there's a huge difference in what that knowledge has done for my ability to do what I'm called to do. Because I don't have to wait and ask them when they're going. I go when God tells me to go. See, that's the difference. And that's you can spread that out all over this whole idea that we're talking about. That very same thing. If you do not have working knowledge of it, you're going to have to go to the world to get it. And they're not going to do it right. Amen? But when you have working knowledge, now look at it again and you'll see it. Because we have access to everything God has and knows. Rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to have working knowledge with all the saints. This is for every born again child of God. Now, what about this knowledge? Now, wait a minute. All that the Father has is mine. And I say again, he'll take what's mine and show it unto you. Rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to have working knowledge with all the saints. Of what? Oh, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know That word know is intimate knowledge. Whoa. This is the same word used, and the man knew his wife. It's also translated intercourse. That you may, rooted and grounded in love, that you may have working knowledge of the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to have intimate knowledge of the anointed one and this anointing that he's talking about. Whoa. You know what he just said? We have available to us intimate workings of the God that dwells within us. He's so personal in us. He knows everything there is, and he is in there speaking. And the more he speaks, we can have all spiritual knowledge and of his will and understanding. And it's growing and it's growing and it's growing. And we get to where our feelings begin to go away from what they used to be in the carnal flesh. And they begin to feel like he feels. And you begin to be moved with compassion and you heal the sick. An understanding of the breadth of God, the length of God, the height of God, and the depth of God. Understanding God. Oh, now wait a minute, Brother Copeland. Now we know that no man can understand God. You can when God's the teacher. God is not trying to keep you from understanding him. He has done everything, including the cross, going to hell, being raised from the dead, so you and I can understand him. So we can think like he thinks, talk like he talks, walk like he walks, and get the same results. Praise God. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm almost there. Glory to God. Now watch. It doesn't stop there. To know intimate knowledge of the love, the infinite knowledge of God, who is love, of the anointed one and his anointing, which passes all knowledge. Man, we are living and operating in a place that world out there doesn't understand. And without Jesus as Lord, they'll never understand it. But if we'll walk where we're supposed to walk, rooted and grounded in love, Jesus prayed, God, show them you love them just as much as you do me, that the world may know it. They may not understand us. But if we're manifesting the love of Jesus, he be lifted up, it'll draw all men to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, listen. That you might be filled. Say filled.
Filled.
That you might be filled. That was too weak. That you might be filled with all. Boy, sometime it's all I can do to stand this. Now, filled with all the fullness of God, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, if we just stop right there, we have said a truth, but we haven't said the truth. We have said a truth, and we know he is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all we ask or think. But the truth is, according to the power that works in us, we just described, and greater works than these shall you do. Now, when you take that into your praise and worship, I'll tell you, God has brought you and me into this last day's generation in a time like no other time. Amen. And we are and we will continue to do exploits in his name that will boggle the minds of this earth.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.